the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-2444. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Think about it as coming from behind to win this thing, or at least tie it. It's going to be Josh Donaldson to lead things off. Paul Sewald is on to try and nail it down. And Donaldson is in there. Here's the opening pitch. It's a strike and it's 0-1. Next offering, low and away with a sidearm breaking ball. Even now at 1-1 on Josh Donaldson. Ready again, delivers, look out, and that one hit Donaldson. He's all right, up and in, and walking to first base, that one got him good, solid. He's going to stay, and the Brewers have a runner. And before we continue, 10 for identification on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family and
leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Tough way to get things started, but it's a start. Donaldson appears to be all right. New third baseman for Arizona is Emmanuel Rivera. Brent Strom, Arizona pitching coach, out there to settle things down. Andrew Monasterio is the batter. And the pitch to Andrew, swing and a miss. Nothing and one on him. Offering, swing and a miss. Sidearm breaking ball down and away. Nothing in two on Monasterio. Runner aboard and nobody out, down by three. Sewald is ready and coming back, and he missed low and away, right back with the breaking ball. One and two now on Monasterio. From the stretch, here he comes again. Check swing, and he went around. Monasterio is gone, says Dan Bellino. Big strikeout for Sewald, and it's going to be Tyrone Taylor now. They need three to tie, 5-2 Arizona. Tyrone tonight, 0-3. And the pitch. It's in there, a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Sewald ready again. Here it is. Swinging, foul, out of play. Two strikes. Tyrone Taylor. New sign, and from the strike. stretch. Here it is. Swinging a liner off the glove of the shortstop, and the throw to second is in time to retire Donaldson. He got a glove on it, made a diving try, knocked it down, recovered in time, and nothing Josh Donaldson could do. He had to hold to see if it was catchable. When he dropped it, he took off for second, and by then, it was too late. He made the recovery, another play for the defense, swinging a foul by Yelich of the Diamondbacks in this series. Seawall ready again. Yelich waiting. The pitch is down low and inside, and a foul ball. Check swing foul, and Herrera is all right. It's nothing in two. Down to their final swing now, unless they get something going. The stretch. And now the pitch. Here it is. Yelich sends one to left. Warning track. Gonna get off the wall. They will hold runners at second and third. Christian Yelich hit one off the wall and left to keep it alive. Two-base hit for him. $75 for the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the silver lining. All right, two on. Contreras, the batter. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Trying to unload one that time. Nothing and one on him. May set back in the eighth. He's one for four. Second and third. Runners lead. The pitch hit foul. And it's 0-2 now. Taylor at third. Yelich at second base. 5-2 Arizona. The stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Arizona wins this series. They beat the Crew back-to-back games. Final tonight. Arizona 5 and Milwaukee 2. Back with the totals and the summaries after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab Game Day Eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
High-speed internet is essential today. So it's great news. Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
Lane's Farm and Fleet's jeans stock-up sale is going on now. With deals so good, you'll want to stock up on your favorite styles for fall or even try something new. Like 40% off men's special buy Dickies Flex Tough Max jeans, $23.99. While you're in for jeans, save on all Steelworks welding stock, 10% off. And all Michelin or BF Goodrich tires, buy three, get one free with installation. Plus, Plains Farm and Fleet's Toyland opening weekend starts Saturday, October 14th. Find value at
Plains Farm and Fleet. Another Wisconsin summer, sitting by a cozy campfire, catching some sun on your favorite lake, or going to our favorite ballpark. Carbless, handcrafted vodka, tequila, and rum cocktails are ready to enjoy anywhere you find yourself this summer. Carbless has zero carbs, zero sugar, gluten-free, and is only 100 calories, so you can experience bliss without the guilt. Choose from flavors like black raspberry, lemon lime, or pineapple. Don't let your summer fly by without one. Discover Carbless online or at a retailer near you.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you in part by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pumps Tire, West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, America's homegrown wireless. UP and Abraham, Carbless handcrafted premium cocktails. Annex Wealth Management, know the difference. And Island Resort and Casino. And Jeff, the Arizona Diamondbacks do it the tough way on the road.
Yeah, they do, and in comeback fashion in both ball games as they sweep this wild card series against the Brewers. Final today, 5-2, five runs, six hits, no errors, and three left on base for Arizona. Two runs, nine hits, no errors, and nine left on base for the Brewers. Zach Gallen picks up the win. The loss goes to Freddie Peralta and Paul Sewald, his second save in as many days. There were a grand total of 41,166 folks at the ballpark tonight in a game time of 2 hours and 58 minutes.
Well, we got to have a star of the game tonight. I'll tell you what, this Arizona ball club came in here, and as I said a couple of minutes ago, defense last night, defense again tonight. Some huge plays.
Yeah, a game of inches. I mean, in both ball games, you're looking at a couple of line drives that go one way or the other, and the Brewers are probably sweeping their way to Los Angeles as opposed to the Diamondbacks doing it to the Brewers. So the great defensive performance played by the Arizona Diamondbacks today. Listen, I give Zach Gallen a lot of credit, too.
Oh, boy.
He had a tough first inning, but he came back, ended up going six strong innings, allowed just two base hits after the first inning.
Well, you don't win 17 games throughout the course of the season without being pretty good, right? All right, brought to you by Chevrolet and their star SUVs, Equinox, Blazer, Traverse, Trailblazer, Tahoe, and Suburban. Visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com today. Well, partner, we won't see each other for baseball until Arizona.
Yeah.
Next spring. And Lane Grindle and Josh Maurer, great job all season long. Wish it could have been another way, but, I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due, and Arizona earned this one tonight with back-to-back wins on the road. But we'll get it again together. We'll be back with it with 60 to 70 guys in a game next spring out in Arizona.
Blood, sweat, and tears all over the scorebook. It'll be great.
We'll do that. We'll do it again. Don't know who we'll be playing next season out there, but we will be back with you once again. Anyway, the final score tonight as Arizona's postseason quest continues, it's the Diamondbacks 5 and the Brewers 2. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for being Brewer fans, and we'll get together again. Once again, the final score, Diamondbacks move on. Postseason play for Arizona, 5-2 Diamondbacks. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. So long, everybody. You have been listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Concordia University is a top-tier, nationally ranked university located on the shores of Lake Michigan. With over 80 programs to choose from, including graduate and doctoral options, CUW offers the majors you're looking for and an exceptional campus life. Getting students ready to change the world since 1881, Concordia University is a faith-filled, tight-knit college community that is all in to help you reach your uncommon potential. Visit CUW.edu to learn more. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinly's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinly.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life. And by everything, we mean top products by your favorite brands. From Blackstone to Blue Buffalo, Carhartt to Cooper, Milwaukee to Muddy, Scott's to Science Diet, DeWalt, Levi's, Purina, Husqvarna, Goodyear, Rapala, Vortex, whoo, and a whole lot more. In-store or online, check out all the brands Fleet Farm carries to help make your everyday life better.
Well, a somber end tonight as we begin our Potawatomi Casino Hotel post-game show, getting the game of Potawatomi, gaming, dining, sports betting, and a luxury hotel all in downtown Milwaukee. Potawatomi Casino Hotel, your win is waiting. Well, the Diamondbacks end the Brewers season by a final of 5-2 today. Big four-run sixth inning, and that was the difference. Got it against Freddy Peralta and Abner Uribe. And Arizona only had two hits otherwise. So, other scores, Minnesota with a 2-0 victory over Toronto, and Texas with a 7-1 victory over Tampa Bay. They both move on. The Brewers had 11 strikeouts today. Ortho ASAP, start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. More scores when we come back. 5-2 the final. D-backs over the Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-2444.
Timeout. All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery. in Catawba, Wisconsin. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show, Craig Council addressing the media.
Craig, Freddie looks so sharp coming out of the gates. Did you start seeing any signs from the swings that they're putting on him, or maybe his pitches in the fifth inning at all there?
I thought he pitched, he was so efficient in innings like 2, 3, and 4. There was going to be some longer at-bats coming. You know, they're not going to have, 8, 9 pitch innings, just keep going. So he had 3 of those essentially. He left the changeup a little up on 2-0, and he came back and got the next guy. In the sixth, we had our, antenna up just to see what happened. And, the ball Carroll hit I don't know if he hit it off the end or got jammed. It just kind of took a little tricky hop on Carlos and got over his glove. And that's obviously was a huge play. And then Marte had a good at bat against them. That's kind of what a normal game where you expect, you're cautious that third time through the lineup with good hitters up at the top. And, they made something happen. The walk to Perdomo hurt for sure, just to lead off the inning. And they made something happen that inning.
Craig, you follow up with Abner there, and he's pitched so well for you this season. Tough situation for him there, obviously, for a rookie. How would you summarize the way that inning went for him?
Yeah, it wasn't, I don't think anything really bad. Abner didn't make bad pitches where they scored something. Again, a walk hurt us, I thought. A walk to Herrera, that's a guy we got to get out, frankly, and just kept the inning going a little bit. The hit fam got is, just something off the end that was hitting the right spot. So, again, I thought Abner did a good job. It was, Abner's, good at creating weak contact. He scatters the ball a little bit, but he throws really darn hard. And that's who Abner Uribe is. Overall, I thought Abner did in these two games. He did a pretty darn good job.
Craig, you had long at-bats in the first inning against Gallen, and then it just seemed like, where's the balance between trying to run up his pitch count and avoiding having two strikes against one of the best pitchers in the league?
Yeah, I didn't think that we swung at bad pitches when we swung early in the count. We just didn't do anything with them. So, there's a little bit of that's the game you have to play against a good pitcher. You've been really patient, and now he's trying to get ahead in the count, and you got some, you take some shots. So I think that's how you, I was pleased with our approach against him. I think we did it the right way. He's good. We made him uncomfortable. There's no question he was uncomfortable the first two innings, especially the first inning. He settled in and did a pretty nice, did a darn good job.
Craig, what did you say to the guys after the game? Because I know there's a lot of uncertainty heading into this offseason and the finality of the situation.
Yeah, we're disappointed. These chances are sacred. They're for players that you get this window to have a great month of October, and so it hurts for it to be over. I think this was a great bunch. This was a great team. And I think I told the guys, I said, as you move forward in your careers, you should want to create teams like this. You should use your leadership to create an atmosphere like this. This was a team you want to be on. They celebrated each other. They posted. And it's just a group that it made baseball a lot of fun. And that's a special group and a group that you should remember being on teams like this. And as your career moves on, do your best to promote that atmosphere and promote that leadership amongst yourselves to create teams like this.
Craig, on the offense, after a lot of nights this year, we talked about how they were able to string together rallies, put together hits with really good at-bats. But was this a series where maybe the difficulty hitting homers loomed a bit large for that side of the ball?
I mean, the homer's the best play in baseball. So, yeah, it helps when you hit homers. I wish we would have hit more, for sure.
Craig,
Brewers manager Craig Counsell chatting with the media post-game. Craig comments about this club. Fun group. Cared about each other. And unfortunately, fell a little bit short of the ultimate goal. End up getting into the first round of the wild card and fall by a final score of 5-2 and get swept by the Arizona Diamondbacks in this best of three series. Time for a home run distance recap. No home runs hit today. 456 was the longest one of the year by William Contreras earlier this season. Home run distance brought to you by SBA, delivering measurable results. One other game to get you a score for. Philadelphia has a 7-0 lead over Miami. That game is going into the bottom of the eighth inning. Philadelphia with an opportunity to sweep that series. They would go down and meet the Atlanta Braves in the division series with a victory. They just need a couple of more outs on the defensive side. Favorite Brewers home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, OAW has donated, and they will finish by donating $16,600 to Hunger Task Force, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Back with the highlights when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin.
Well, we're back on the Potawatomi Casino Hotel postgame show, 5-2 Arizona. Let's tell you how it went down with our Prevea postgame highlights. Brought to you by Prevea Health, led by passionate, accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led and specializing in you. Zach Allen against Freddie Peralta. And after Freddie threw up a zero in the top of the first inning, bottom of the first inning, the key was to get to Zach Gallen early. That's exactly what the Brewers would do. Lead off base hit by Christian Yelich. He would steal second base, stood there with one out, and Carlos Santana drew a walk to put runners at first and second base for Mark Canna. Canna would then single to left to load the bases with only one away for Sal Frelick.
Here it is. Hit in the air into right. This is going to get one in for sure. The catch by Carroll on the warning track, and Yelich scores, and the Brewers have the lead.
1-0 was the score. Next man to hit, and on the very first pitch, it was Willy Adames.
Working from the stretch for Willy. That one's lined in the center of base hit. 2-0. Canna streaking for third. He's in there, and the Brewers lead 2-0.
So 2-0, things were looking really good, and Freddy Peralta, for his credit, looked even better. He'd retired 13 consecutive batters until Alec Thomas took him deep with two outs in the fifth inning. That was the first hit allowed by Freddy Peralta in the ballgame, and that made it 2-1. Brewers had some chances in the third inning. Carlos Santana, the one-out single. Canna had a base hit, and then Sal Frelick hit a missile right back up the middle, but Gallen got his glove on it, knocked it down, and turned into a 1-6-3 inning-ending double play. Top of the sixth inning, Freddy Peralta went back out there, walked the leadoff man, Geraldo Perdomo, and that was after the count was nothing and two. Corbin Carroll then doubled on a ball that just did get over the glove of Carlos Santana on a two-hopper, so runners were at second and third with nobody out. Ketel Marte then lined a single back up the middle again on a two-strike pitch, and that gave the Diamondbacks the lead at 3-2. Freddy Peralta was done after 5+. Abner Uribe came in, gave up a soft single to right by Tommy Pham, uncorked a wild pitch to allow a run to score. That made it 4-2. And then a dying quail into shallow left by Lourdes Gurriel made it a four-run sixth inning, and the score was 5-2. Brewers had an opportunity in the bottom of the eighth, had the bases loaded with only one out. New pitcher came in, Andrew Salfrank, and got a fielder's choice from Sal Frelick. A little tapper back to the mound. They got it out at the plate. And then the next man was Willy Adames. Hit a one-hop smash towards the middle, but Ketel Marte was playing in the right spot, and that ended the Brewers' threat. Again, in the bottom of the ninth inning, had an opportunity. Leadoff man was hit by a pitch. Josh Donaldson, after the strikeout of Andrew Monasterio, Tyrone Taylor reached on a fielder's choice. So he was at first base with two outs. Yelich doubled over the left fielder's head. So the Brewers had the tying run come to the plate in one of the hottest hitters in Major League Baseball in the last month. And catcher William Contreras was down to the count, nothing and two. And Paul Sewald threw him a nasty breaking ball. That would result in a strikeout. And William Contreras and the Brewers' season came to a close just like that. So 5-2, our final score. Diamondbacks advance. They will take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Game number one of their division series will begin on Saturday. We will be back and wrap things up for the Brewers baseball season on the radio broadcast. Man, it feels so, so weird to say. But we'll do it when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Insurance.
Well, it is time to wrap up our Potawatomi Casino Hotel postgame show as the Arizona Diamondbacks have flooded out onto the field after celebrating in the clubhouse, and players and family and friends are out on the field in Milwaukee and celebrating their wild card series victory as they will take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Well, a tough pill to swallow for the Brewers, who had such a terrific season, 92 victories, winners in the Central Division for the second time in 3 years, but ultimately just came up a little short, needed a couple of more big hits, didn't get them, and the Arizona Diamondbacks, when they needed some base hits, they were able to do so, and credit to Arizona. Their bullpen pitched extremely well, did not give up a run in the entire series, and got enough good pitching from their starters, at least today with Zach Gallen, in order to pick up the victory and beat Milwaukee. It was a great season, plenty to be proud of, and a lot of questions heading into 2024 that will be answered in due time. Well, it has been a pleasure bringing you Brewers baseball in 2023 on the radio broadcast, of course, on the television side as well for me. We will look forward to bringing you more Brewers baseball come spring training next year out in Maryvale. Maybe it'll be called the On Deck Show built by Menards. We'll find out. But we'll have some pregame show action for you. We'll have some Brewers baseball for you. And hopefully that championship season will come to fruition next year. It has been a pleasure to bring you Brewers baseball spring training all the way through the fall. For Bob Uecker, for Kent Sommerfeld, I'm Jeff Levering saying good night from American Family Field. It has been a hell of a ride in 2023. Thanks for being such great fans, and we look forward to talking with you again next spring. Your final score, Arizona 5 and the Brewers 2. Have a great rest of your night. Stay warm this winter, everybody. Have warm thoughts of Brewers baseball in 2024. Good night, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewer Playoff Baseball is on the air. Brought to you on 98Q by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel in the Wolf's Den, Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents, Kozak Enterprises, Jack's Corner Bar, JC Builders, South Fork Electric, Shawaligan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Duopest Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Heckman Auction, The Village Pit Stop, and Harborview, and by Worga's Auto and Truck Center and Park Falls BP.
This bar, it's my kind of place. Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Kid, he sang beside his grandpa in church. His name is Dalton Dover. His new song right there, Giving Up on That. I'm Brian Curry. More country hits on the way.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $3,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash, up to $3,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 45. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 60. Lows level off around 39 tomorrow night. Overcast skies. Temperatures well below average Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered storms Friday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 45 overnight. We should top off around 60 tomorrow. Lows level off around 39 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 55.
Maren Morris, Hardy, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love the new country.
Red Hot Country.
Today's best country. 98 Q Country. I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. I wish we would have rolled around some old cabin, chased them city lights, hit bars I don't.
wants a cold, cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold, hard truth, yeah.
And with a refrigerator stocked full of them, tell me what they want to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky and the mountains are blue. Half of me wants a cold beer, and the other half does too. Yeah, half of me wants a cold, cold beer. The other half wants to.
Air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I can still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne and all that. Little scotch on the rocks. And I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were
98qcountry.com.
I wish this whiskey would make her miss me like I wish she did. I wish she did.